Okay, so last year I had the opportunity to collect some berries off of a harvest line that had been mechanically harvested. I'm going to caveat this right off the bat. These berries were in pretty poor shape, should all have been frozen and put into a frozen market, but we had the opportunity to run them across the packing line to get an idea of see what would happen to them. So if we think about Georgia, Georgia has probably one of the longest growing seasons in the nation. We can start late April, and we can go all the way out into the first weeks of August. This year's probably one of characteristic years that would take us that long with Olockney. Our first part of the season comes from high bush, and that's where the money is made as far as the growers in the state of Georgia. They're getting their highest returns off of there. Most of the fruit that they're attracting into the packing houses are hand-harvested fruit. As we move through the season and we start to get into the high bush or the rabbit eyes, we start getting into mechanical harvest of those, and those fruit kind of go over the packing line. Some of them make them into fresh market. Most of the fruit ends up into frozen, processed, or even now IQF fruit. One of the reasons that there's a lot of impetus behind mechanical harvest is labor, like in the last talk that we just saw. Labor is a great concern all across the nation for hand harvesting fruit. And so mechanical harvest and figuring ways to get that fruit into our markets with the minimum amount of hands touching and the minimum amount of labor is of great concern. You et al. In 2012, they used an impact device called a bird through a mechanical harvester, and they started to show what the impacts were inside those harvesters and the rationale behind studying the harvester, finding out what is going on in the harvester and what is the damage to the fruit in the harvester. They started recording impacts in that paper of up to 1,300 grams of force or more to that fruit as it was passing through the harvester. Then further, some more work with the sensor has been done over packing lines. Takata and Kruer and Lee have made a presentation that has been through Michigan State Extension that showed that in some of their graphs they were getting that same amount of force of up to 1,300 grams of force or more going through packing lines that they had passed them over. There was also in that same same presentation some bruising that was hand-dropped. They showed it from 24 inches and 48 inches where they were seeing 13% to 24% increases in decreases in firmness from those fruit that were dropped from those distances, which also equated to bruising. However, packing line impacts have not been looked at as far as rabbit eye goes, and the rabbit eye has yet to been evaluated. This is a large part of the Georgia market. It's very important for them to understand what's going on to that fruit, and nor has the fruit been assessed that has been mechanically harvested at the same time it has gone through a packing line. So what the method that was done at the Alma research farm, some powder blue was hand harvested and some Brightwell was also hand harvested. And it was also mechanically harvested and brought into a packing line and ran over the packing line. The fruit was, after it was harvested, was brought to the packing shed and stored for 24 hours to cool off from the field heat at about 68 degrees in there. Then it was ran across the line the next day. The fruit were collected into 1-pint clamshells. There was the hand-harvested pre-line. Those weren't the hand-harvested fruit taken before they were put on the packing line. There was the machine-harvested pre-line. That was some fruit that was the machine-harvested fruit before the packing line. Then you had the post-line and for the machine and the hand-harvested fruit. The fruit was then taken to the Vidalia Onion Lab in Tifton, Georgia, and I analyzed the fruit for either firmness and or I sliced the fruit in half and developed a scheme through some pictures of a 1 through 100 ratio showing the amount of bruising that had gone on with that fruit. Used the BioWorks and also just a little Nikon camera for that. I also stored the fruit for a matter of 2 weeks so that I could pull it back out and see the bruising incidents over time in storage. And that was at 6 degrees C with 85% relative humidity. So then to kind of see how much it goes over the packing line, I have some pictures here of the packing line. Oops, let me back that up. And let's see if we can get the little cursor to come out. Okay. Oh, here's the cursor. Okay, so there was a dump bin on here, and if you look up in this area right here, the lugs were actually grabbed by a bin, and then they were dumped over onto an elevator and drug up. This right here is the debris remover. It's a blower. It's just sucking all the light parts, the leaves, the smallest twigs out of the fruit. And then from the blower, it went back onto a line. The line then carried it over to the soft fruit sorter, and then from the soft fruit sorter, it went to the color sorter, and then on into the packing line. And in each one of these stations, there's a small drop in here. Everywhere the fruit goes, they're given a little bit of an impact onto the system, even though the material is soft material, but there's still impacts that can be had there. Then from the color sorter went to the hand sorter, then to the hand sorter it goes up into the clamshells in a bin right there, and then the clamshells are then put into boxes. The boxes then carted off to the freezer. At the point that they were put in the clamshells, that's where I intercepted the fruit and then started to collect it and move it to the onion lab. So the results from something like this is we can see that the pre-harvest fruit had about 191 grams per millimeter in its firmness off the firm tag. And then also the machine harvest was 136. Now this is the Brightwell fruit. We see right here at the machine harvest it was 130, and then that number really never changed through storage. We basically took all the energy out of it and destroyed the fruit to a point at which it was as soft as it was going to get out of 2 weeks of harvest. But we did see that the hand-harvested fruit had a little bit of opportunity to go into harvest for a bit of time across the packing line and then actually be preserved somewhat and then come out a little more bruised. Then I, through the rating system I developed, the 1 through 25 system, there was never any fruit that were collectively in each one of the groups greater than a 3. And then we can see that the pre-harvest were a 3 and that the hand harvest were actually a 3. But the machine harvest here was a 4, and then that 4 laid out through the rest of the time in storage. When we pull a regression on that, we can definitely associate the firmness to the amount of bruising that was inside this fruit. And then on the powder blue, we see a similar story, but the powder blue was even in worse shape than the Brightwell going across the packing line. We had 173 grams per millimeter on the hand harvested before it went across the line, and we can see once it went across the line, the quality deteriorated quite a bit. And then going through storage, the quality was just done. And so we were looking at fruit that were bruised almost to 100% as we went out in through storage there. All we had basically was the hand-harvested fruit, but its bruising was still up to 75% in that rating of 3. And here again, we can see that through the regression that with the firmer fruit in relationship to that bruising, the more bruising, the less firm the fruit was. So then just a little bit of a discussion afterwards of thinking about what's going on packing lines and going through our system as we take fruit and try to entertain the idea of mechanical harvest. We see that there's tremendous amounts of impact by the harvesters on the fruit. And then also going into our packing sheds, we're incorporating more force onto that fruit, more potential damage and more potential bruising. There's a lot of opportunity here to identify where we can minimize those amounts of impact. So we basically have about 2,600 grams of force into that fruit by the time it goes into those clamshells. And if we think of this as a cost analysis, a little bit of an economic analysis, for the hand-harvested fruit, we're costing about 72 cents a pound. And if we have our mechanically harvested fruit, we're spending about 12 cents a pound for that fruit. And we just take that out for our pricing in 2012. We saw that it was about $2 for the hand harvest on an average over the season for Georgia. And for the processed fruit, it was about 61 cents. So if you extrapolate that out next to the hand harvest, you see you're in the hand harvested fruit for the fresh market fruit, you're returning about 64%, whereas if you get the mechanically harvested fruit, you're returning about 94% of that cost back to the grower's pocket. Processed machine harvested fruit If it's hands or the fruit, if it's hand harvested and goes into the process market, you're losing money, about 11 cents a pound to even take that fruit. So it doesn't even make any sense to harvest the fruit at a point. So mechanically harvest is the only way you should be really approaching the machine harvest system as far as these numbers start to outlay right here with the amount of damage that is being occurred upon that fruit. So from the economic analysis, there's a lot of research that's out there that's looking at the types and different systems that we can use, whether it's in Apple trying to eliminate the drops in the harvest chain as it's going across the lines, or whether it's the harvest system, whether in cherries or in oranges or in blueberries, looking at how much energy is being displaced across those systems and trying to come up with different types of material that will absorb those shocks. So then from the conclusions of all this, the packing lines, even though they vary in length and time, you're still creating an impact upon that fruit, causing damage to that fruit. Even, I don't know what high quality fruit looks like, but I do know from this assessment of low quality fruit, there is damage that is being brought onto that fruit. There's significant effects on those qualities where we saw in the Brightwell and the Powder Blue that the firmness and the bruising increased as it went into storage. So that effect of that energy on that is carried out over time into storage. The harvest systems definitely had a different variation, whether it was hand harvest or machine harvest. And there was even a bit of a varietal difference in this little bit of a study here. So the bruising over storage, it was almost 100% in that fruit all the way out. And so really to even take that and think about you were going to bring it off into a fresh market, you wouldn't even move that into a fresh market. That would be just processed fruit. And so the Brightwell, it really had no variability except for the pre-line. And then once it went beyond there, it was low-grade fruit. The Powder Blue declines in favor, and there's the factors of the cold storage on the Powder Blue that went through there too. So both varieties decline, whether it's in mechanical or machine harvest. And then with that, I'll elicit some questions. Thank you. How did I score the bruising? I just cutting the fruit in half, I took a picture of each one of the fruits. So I took 50 fruit through the firm tag, and then I cut each one of those fruit in half, and then I took a picture of those fruit. And then I came back and I started assessing those fruit and started trying to determine just visually. I mean, this isn't with any sort of instrumentation, but starting to see the amount of bruising that was going in there and then indicating those levels of bruising. The fruit was so bad, it really, almost all those pictures looked like they were just in that 75 to 100% range. But there were a few fruit that were a little less bruised. I might want to even associate that to immaturity if I followed through by doing the bricks on those and looking at the color, maybe looking at the pedicel end, maybe there's a little more redding in there, and that was part of the reason it survived. But that's how I did it. It was just a visual observation.
Did you find any fruit
that
scored zero?
Did I find that there was any fruit that scored zero? Yes, there was some fruit that came real close to scoring zero. Those first pictures that I had there of the Brightwell on that one slide, they were fairly clear, and that's what that would look like for rabbit eye. It's just going to have a little bit of a blue ring on the outside and real clear, almost whitish color on the inside.
Any other questions for other speakers? Thank you.
All right, thank you.